This morning we have a guest joining us by phone. It's Josh Peach. Josh is at Lake Anita State Park. He's the state park manager there at Lake Anita. Josh, good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks so much for your time. It's an exciting time of the year for you guys, isn't it?
Yeah, the season's really ramping up, and there's a lot of stuff going on here at the state park.
How's the park looking these days?
Actually, pretty good. We're mowing for the first time this week. It was kind of tall, but it's looking really good. Everything's greening up, and I think a lot of our visitors are really enjoying coming out here because it's a real pretty time of the year.
Are you seeing more activity?
Oh, yeah. Our camping numbers are, from this point on, they're going to constantly just keep creeping up and up and up. And, yeah, just park visitors. I mean, there's mushroom hunters out here, of course, this time of the year. And, yeah, we're seeing a lot of use right now.
Even with these last two rainy weekends, huh?
Once this warm weather gets here, people are willing to deal with a little bit of rain, I think, just to get out and get the camper out for the year and get things broke in. So hopefully we'll get a few nicer weekends coming up, and I think that'll really, really bring the people out.
Yeah, we're owed some nicer weekends here.
It's been a rough spring so far.
But you know what? Without those rainy weekends, we might not have those mushrooms to hunt down either.
That's true. It's one of those double-edged swords. It's you need the rain, but then not too much, or not at the times you don't want it to rain.
That's right. Rain when we have to work, not when we don't want to, huh?
Yeah.
Well, I want to talk a little bit about something specific happening here at Lake Anita very soon at the state park there at Lake Anita. We're going to have another one of these trumpeter swan releases that's going to be held coming up here very quickly. That's pretty exciting stuff, isn't it?
Yeah, they've actually released swans out here for several times over the past years, and I mean, it's just the campers love seeing them. We've had years where the swans, I don't know if they're showing off or what, but swim back and forth in front of the campground, and they're one of those big majestic birds that are just really neat to look at and get a chance to see.
Yeah, you've got a couple of trumpeter swans. It sounds like they're going to be released coming up on Thursday, May the 7th, that afternoon at about 2:00. And do you encourage a crowd for something like that?
Oh yeah, this is one of those rare opportunities to get out and come see these birds close up. I mean, they're just going to release the two of them, like you said. But one of our wildlife biologists, he'll be there and he'll give a program on the trumpeter swans and their habitat and their what exactly they're doing in life, that kind of a thing. How they've been affected by humans and how they're working on getting them brought back to the state and especially to southern Iowa right now. I guess northern Iowa has fairly decent population of breeding swans, but southern Iowa, they've had a little tougher time getting them going down here, so they're going to bring them out here, and like I said, it's a great opportunity for people to really get up close. They'll be able to actually touch them and just see what a magnificent bird they are.
These trumpeter swans, we've seen a lot of them around the area here in Atlantic at the Schildberg Quarry Park and some other locations around the state of Iowa. It seems like they're pretty good with humans. They don't seem to mind too much as long as we're providing them stuff like food and things that they don't mind people being around.
Yeah, that's one of the nice things about swans is, you can't get real close, but you can view them, and really it won't affect them. It won't disrupt their habits or anything like that. And they are fairly receptive to people being around, and they can live in state parks or in a quarry where people are constantly kind of in and out to see them and doing different things, and it doesn't affect them a whole lot.
Well, the nice thing, too, that people enjoy doing some bird watching, things like that. This type of waterfowl is really large. It's easy to see even from a distance.
Oh, yeah, some people say that they can be mistaken for like a snow goose or something, but they are so much bigger. I mean, they can have 8-foot wingspans. I mean, they're enormous. The ones we release are juveniles, but still getting up close to them, it's amazing how big of a waterfowl they are.
Now, there are two being released. Is it male and female?
I don't know exactly what sex they are. I basically was told we're having some swans brought out here and try to get a good crowd for people to enjoy them.
Sure. Well, I know swans, the trumpeter swans are kind of unique in nature in the fact that, once they mate, they stay mates for life.
Yeah, I know there's several waterfowl that do. The Canadian geese does kind of a thing. But, yeah, trumpeter swans, they mate for life. And once they find that one, then, I mean, they'll typically keep coming back to the same place they've always been to. So that's our main hope with this is if we could get a breeding pair here at Lake Anita, I would just thrill especially me, but a lot of people, I think, would really enjoy that.
Yeah, and as you mentioned up front, this isn't the first time there have been swan releases at Lake Anita State Park, but it's just kind of the luck of the draw. Just because they're released there doesn't mean that they're going to live there forever, keep coming back there each year. It just kind of depends on the circumstances and whatever, but at least you have to try.
Yeah, I mean, it's when you release them, they'll come back to a general area. I mean, usually within 50, 100 miles of where they were released. But so, I mean, they're going to be somewhere. They're going to be benefiting the overall population and stuff like that. But, yeah, it's one of those draws that, I mean, people will come especially just to see the swans. And, yeah, if we could get a nesting pair here in Cass County, especially in the Anita area, I think it'd be a really, really, really neat thing for the park anyway.
Yeah, I know the DNR and the Cass County Conservation Board work very closely with these types of issues and things too, and now it's coming here to your park at Lake Anita. But what's the significance for Lake Anita to have something like this happen? Is it just a matter of, you know, gaining more people, more interest in the park, or are there natural benefits to having something like trumpeter swans at the park?
Well, this day, I don't know if that's so much of a releasing them into the park will provide a specific natural benefit of them providing something that we currently don't have, kind of a thing. But I think it's more of just providing a resource for people to appreciate, for people to learn some more stuff about them and stuff like that. And just, I mean, it's a species that was historically found in Iowa, and we'd like to be able to have them back. Cause like I said, they're really neat birds to be able to see. I mean, obviously the trumpeter swans, the sound they make is very, very unique. It's pretty obvious what's making the sound out there, kind of a stuff too. And I think it's more of just a benefit for maybe our park users and stuff than maybe so much as just the local ecology kind of a thing.
Yeah. And I was wondering, Josh, too, cause I don't know. So I'll ask you, and maybe you do or don't know, but you've had some trumpeter swan releases there at Lake Anita before. During this time of the year, you know, typically they're heading a little further north, perhaps, where there's, the Canada or what have you, before they come back south again in the winter looking for open water. But do they typically tend to stick around this time of the year where they're released for a while, or will they just be there for a short time before they maybe take off looking for something different?
These ones here, they'll be juveniles, so they... and I believe they do clip their wings before they're released out here. So they will not be able to actually fly until later this fall. So they'll pretty much be stuck in the area. Typically, they'll stay on the lake and that kind of thing. The last time we were released, for some reason, they weren't real happy with the park, and we had issues with them meandering off. But they found other water bodies in the area, and once we figured out they was happy, we figured just let them be where they wanted to be.
Well, there have been some renovations to the lake there, too, in the last several years. Maybe that's changed things, too. Maybe they'll be, enjoy the surroundings a little better.
Yeah, I mean, they're vegetarians, of course. They like the aquatic vegetation and stuff. And the lake, some of the anglers don't really appreciate the aquatic vegetation we've got out here. But I'm kind of hoping that, yeah, the swans will really enjoy that. And like I said, we'll stick around and hopefully make this home.
It's possible to coexist, though, right?
Oh, yeah.
We can all find what we're looking for.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I know there have been other swan releases here in the area, too, and some of them here in the southeast part of the county as well. We've had some success with that, so hopefully this will be successful as well. Now, again, this is coming up on Thursday, May the 7th. Now, this will be a 2 o'clock in the afternoon event, and it says on my sheet here, rain or shine. So no matter what, they're going to do this that day, correct?
Yes. If it is raining, they may. I mean, it's very possible that they could cut short the program, kind of a thing, but the swans will be released rain or shine that day. So
okay, great.
It will happen.
And this would be held where in the park?
When you first come into the park, there's a boat ramp right here fairly close to the entrance on the north side, and that's where we'll do the release. There's pretty good parking and good view for the people. So
excellent. Well, it'd be a great opportunity for young children too to see something maybe they haven't seen before.
Yeah, we're trying to see if the local schools want to bring some of the students out, because they really enjoy it. Like I said, you get to get up close to them. It's not so much a look out there on the lake, there's a bird. It's they get to get up and touch them and see how big they are, what the wingspan is, and some stuff like that. And just kind of a thing a lot of kids probably don't get a chance to see. So we're hoping that we can get some out here for it.
Very good. Well, it sounds like a great opportunity. And as you said, with any luck, they'll like what they see and appreciate friendly folks, and maybe they'll stick around for a little longer than once those wings get more to their liking so they can take off and fly. Maybe they'll come right back here next year. Maybe bring some friends, too. Who knows?
Yep, that'd be very interesting.
Be ideal. Very good. Well, great, Josh. Thanks so much for your time here this morning, and we look forward to that May 7th event at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, releasing a couple of trumpeter swans there at Lake Anita State Park, and hope the start of the summer season is a good one for you folks over there.
Yeah, I think it's going to be. Like I said, we've been getting a lot of park use already, and hopefully this will bring some more people out here, and they can enjoy the program. And I mean, yeah, this is open for anyone that has any interest in swans and stuff like that, and hopefully we can have a good crowd for it.
Excellent. Josh, thanks so much.
Not a problem. Thank you.